Eureka Public Workshops have exposed the difference between secure home ownership and renters facing a market that's priced above their wages. Housing challenges were analyzed as the Eureka City Council fielded a presentation on the city's responsibilities and public opinion at its September 1st meeting. Senior planner Kelsey Flederick said the city's state-mandated obligation for blueprinting housing in the upcoming 8-year planning period is 1,740 units. Public workshops and surveying were done from June through August to tap community feedback, and some notable differences between homeowners and renters emerged.
So as I was talking to the community, I learned that renters are very concerned about the rising cost of rent with their wages not matching it, and they want to see more rent control. They're also concerned that the available rental units are in poor condition and that landlords are not maintaining the rental units. Owners believe that we should be documenting, monitoring, and encouraging productive reuse of our vacant spaces. And they're also very concerned about parking impacts. So as affordable housing is being developed with no parking and the major transit center means that, or if you're within a half mile of a major transit center, you don't need to provide parking. They're very concerned about what that means for commercial development. And then unhoused people believe that there are systematic barriers to being able to obtain housing. So discrimination against criminal records or the discrimination against housing vouchers.
The differences were also apparent when people were asked about their lived experiences with housing challenges.
I thought it was really interesting that the people who are reporting no housing challenges experienced are dominantly homeowners, while renters are finding that houses are the wrong size or type for my needs. So maybe they're only finding rentals with like 2 rooms, but they need 3 or 4. Or that it's housing is too far from work. And a lot of those cases where people are working in Arcata and living in Eureka, but they want to work in Eureka. And then people who identify as other report problems with a landlord or experiencing discrimination. And I also want to clarify here that when I was talking to unhoused individuals, the discrimination that they were experiencing was maybe they hadn't been incarcerated and that is on their record. And then people who are renting don't want to rent to them, or they're using vouchers and they're not being accepted for vouchers. And a lot of people reported discrimination against pets. So a lot of people not being able to find housing because they have pets.
Asked about housing development strategies, quote, owners believe that we should be acquiring land to make it available for affordable housing development. And renters think, quote, we should be updating city regulations to make it easier and faster to build housing. Those in the other category said, quote, we should encourage accessory dwelling units through pre-approved plans, loans, and other incentives. Flederick also said the wait lists for low-cost and public housing are so long that, quote, some people just kind of lose hope. During the council's discussion, Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloach noted the delta between those who own property and those who don't.
Just an observation, you can see the tension between, those who are already in a comfortable position own a home and are, feeling pretty set and settled versus, the group of people that are out there in the rental marketplace and are watching that volatility inside the rental market here. So, just kind of further validation for, continuing to build.
The information from the workshops and surveys will come into play as the city works on its state-mandated housing element plan. Flederick said a fair housing questionnaire will, quote, give us a better idea of what the community is actually experiencing and what we're missing. Also at the meeting, the council unanimously voted for a 45-day moratorium or freeze on the siting of AI data centers in the city while staff works on regulations. The rules will define what constitutes a data center, triggers for regulation, and limits on use of water and energy. Draft regulations will come to the council next month when the moratorium could be extended for 10.5 months and potentially for up to 2 years as zoning and coastal plan amendments are drafted and approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.